Equipping the missions-minded believer, this is Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
Lauren Libby, president of TWR, joins us, and he's ready to put on his professor's hat today. You could say the class is called Missions 101.
Lauren?
It's interesting to watch. There are about four phases that ministries go through. The first phase is where you have kind of a multinational ministry where you have a foreign subsidiary of a ministry in Great Britain or a ministry in the United States or somewhere, and you're over there and you win the first generation of people to Christ. Okay, they begin to grow. They begin to take relationships. Well, then what happens? The first generation of nationals take over, and the basic prevailing thought is, hey, we can do this on our own. We don't need the expatriates anymore. So they all go home. And that lasts for about 8-9 years. And then you go into phase three, where you begin to realize in a country, you know, we don't have all the gifts and abilities that we need to be able to pull this thing off. And it's huge, and it's bigger than we thought. And so then they begin to say, well, you know, we'll take some specialists to come back in to train us in certain areas. And then it's very crucial, because if you move into the fourth phase is really the partnering phase, where you have people working in multinational teams. I mean, that one is hard to pull off because you have different cultures, you have different worldviews, but when you can bring that together to effectively work, and I've seen it work in about four or five situations, I mean, you have movement in a country.
To learn how TWR is partnering with national ministries around the globe, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.